The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, September 22nd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a Thursday night football grudge match between two AFC North rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. This Thursday night showdown kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time, and currently the Browns are listed as a 4.5-point home favorite with a total of 38.5. Now, both of these teams won their season openers, but then suffered tough losses in Week 2. The Steelers fell to the New England Patriots at home 17-14, pushing as a 3-point home dog, while the Browns suffered a really embarrassing and tough collapse late in the game to the Jets, losing 31-30, losing outright as a 6.5-point home favorite. Now, we've seen some interesting movement on this game. This game actually opened the Cleveland Browns listed as a 3-point home favorite. An early movement did side with the Browns, as we saw Cleveland go from -3 all the way up to -5.5. But over the last 48 hours or so, all buyback has been toward the Pittsburgh Steelers. It looks as though some respected money hit Pittsburgh +5.5, +5, and dropped this line all the way now to where it is now at +4.5. Some shops even seem to be inching down to 4, at which point, if you do like Pittsburgh tonight, you probably want to jump on the hook with the 4.5 because it is trending down to 4. Also, if you like it the other way with Cleveland, you probably want to wait and see if you can get that -4. Now, currently 68% of bets and 63% of dollars are on Pittsburgh here, and we have seen dogs so far this NFL season do very well against the spread. Going into this matchup, dogs are 18-13 against the spread, covering 58% of the time so far this season. We've also seen a lot of money hit this under. The total opened at a very low total of 40.5. It's been bet now down to 38.5. Also, some shops could be inching down to 38. So if you do like a low scoring game here, you probably want to grab the hook with the under 38.5 now because it could be trending down to 38. Now, this is notable because the public is taking the over in this one at 53% bets. Not a huge split here, but we do see a smart money play in terms of our VSiN.com bet splits toward the under. The under is only getting 47% of bets, but 60% of dollars, indicating a +13% smart money discrepancy toward the under. Unders have been great this NFL season. They've really been the story of the year so far. Unders are 22-10, 69% overall, with primetime unders 6-0. Now, the weather could play a factor here. If you look at the forecast, and as NFL bettors, it's very important to keep an eye out for the weather. Really, it's a misconception that rain affects the total, or really snow affects the total. It's really all about the wind, and this could be a factor tonight, because if you look at the Cleveland Stadium at the Dog Pound, they're expecting low 60s in terms of the temperature, so not bad, a good temperature for football, but winds could be between 15 to 20 miles an hour. That's notable because when the wind blows 10 miles an hour or more, historically we've seen the under cash about 55% of the time the last decade. Also, Clay Martin, the lead referee for this matchup, historically does favor unders. In games that Martin is the lead ref, the under is 57%.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest tonight, we're going to look toward another Thursday night football game, but this one is in college between West Virginia and Virginia Tech. This is a 7:30 p.m. Eastern time game, and currently West Virginia is listed as roughly a 2 or 2.5 point road favorite with a total of 50.5. Now, both teams are coming off big wins. West Virginia comes in 1-2, but just crushed Towson 65-7, easily covering as a 41-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Virginia Tech, who's 2-1, just beat Wofford 27-7, but did not cover as a 38-point home favorite. Now, I've seen some money hit Virginia Tech in this one. This game actually opened with West Virginia listed as roughly a 2.5-point road favorite. Some shops at some point did show West Virginia -3. And early in the week, it looked like all money was hitting Virginia Tech. We saw this line get all the way down to West Virginia, just laying 1. So it looked like some money did take Virginia Tech in the points there, dropping the line from 3 or 2.5 down to 1. Over the last 24 hours, there has been some buyback here on West Virginia. When it got down to WVU -1 or -1.5, a lot of buyback hit to bring this line now back to West Virginia -2, with some shops now West Virginia -2.5. Now, if you look at the bet splits here, the public is all over West Virginia. Currently, 73% of bets are laying the points here with the Mountaineers. But Virginia Tech does have a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split. The Hokies are only getting 27% bets, but 53% of the money. This is really a clash in styles. West Virginia is all about their offense. They're scoring 46 points a game versus just 24 for Va Tech. West Virginia is averaging 513 yards a game versus just 364 for Va Tech. But what Va Tech has in their favor is a far better defense. Virginia Tech is only giving up, on average, 12 points a game, while West Virginia is giving up 33 points a game. And Virginia Tech, with that stifling defense, only allowing 201 on average yards per game, versus WVU, who's giving up 327 yards per game. Now, we have seen some money hit this under as well. This is notable because 70% of bets are on the over. The public is just hammering the over here. Yet we did see this line fall, 53 down to around 50.5. So it indicates some respected money going under here. You do have some wins, 10 miles an hour at Virginia Tech, so that could play a small role as well. Obviously, win does benefit unders. It's harder to kick the ball. You could also be less accurate with your throws, leading to incompletions, more punts. And then also, if it's windy, you're going to run the ball a little bit more, chew up the clock. West Virginia, though, is 3-0 to the over this year, but Virginia Tech, with that contrast in style, is 3-0 to the under this year. For the second best of the rest matchup, we have another college football game tonight, also kicking off at 7:30 p.m. between Coastal Carolina and Georgia State. This game is currently Coastal listed as a 2-point road favorite or 2.5-point favorite. Ironically, both West Virginia and Coastal, the both road favorites, are pretty much the same number tonight, -2 or -2.5. The total in this one is 62. Now, Coastal just beat Buffalo 38-26, whereas Georgia State just lost to Charlotte 42-41. This game opened with Coastal listed around a 2-point favorite, and the line really hasn't moved that much. Now, that's notable because 79% of bets are laying the points here with Coastal Carolina. Obviously, this is a team that over the last few years has had some fantastic seasons, so the public kind of remembers that team, whereas Georgia State, kind of a small-name school that the public doesn't really want to get behind. However, despite almost 80% of bets on Coastal, again, opening -2 or -2.5, the line really hasn't moved at all. So that does indicate a little bit of a line freeze here on Georgia State. Why isn't this line higher? Also, it does seem a little fishy. Why is this line only 2 or 2.5 if Coastal is 3-0? And by the way, Georgia State is 0-3. Shouldn't that 3-0 Coastal team be favored by more? In terms of Georgia State, they're only getting 21% bets, but 40% of the money, which would be a smart money discrepancy toward the home team here. And we've also seen some under money come in. 63.5 was the opening total. Now it's down to 62. 60% of bets on the over, yet we've seen this line fall. And again, you will be getting around 5 to 10 mile an hour winds, which could benefit the under here.
Josh's sweats.
Football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more details. Now, for Josh's sweats, I'm going to go back to the Thursday night showdown between Pittsburgh and Cleveland, and I'm going to take the points here with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, as a contrarian bettor, the one thing keeping me from really calling Pittsburgh a perfect play is the fact that they are getting 68% of bets in a heavily bet primetime game. As a contrarian, I do like to bet against the public, so Cleveland would be contrarian here. But I have so many system matches that are really strong in Pittsburgh, and I'm seeing this late buyback to Pittsburgh that I jumped on the 4.5 because I think there is value here to taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. So give me the Steelers plus 4.5. Number one, the late movement is going toward Pittsburgh. This line, as we mentioned previously, it opened Cleveland minus 3, got up all the way to Cleveland minus 5.5, but all this late movement over the last day or day and a half has been toward Pittsburgh. The plus 5.5s are all the way down now to plus 4.5. So I jumped on the plus 4.5 with Pittsburgh. I think the 4.5 is your best number. If you like the Steelers, you probably want to grab the hook there. They lose by 4, you could cover that number. Because it does look like at some shops, it is juiced up plus 4.5 minus 115, or some shops are already down to 4. So it does look like the best number will be the hook with the 4.5. Now, in terms of system matches, Pittsburgh is just matching a ton of my favorite systems, guys. You look at primetime dogs since 2019, they're 62-46 against the spread, 57%. Primetime dogs are 6-0 or 6-1 ATS, depending on how you grade that Buffalo game, whether you consider that a primetime game or not, because technically that was a 7:30 game. But we have seen these primetime dogs do very well. You also look at short road dogs, plus 6 or less. They're 132-81 against the spread, 62% since 2019. Also, dogs who made the playoffs the previous year, like the Steelers here, are 124-94 ATS with a 57% cover rate since 2019. Pittsburgh is also a classic divisional dog play for me. When I'm playing, when I see a divisional matchup, two teams from the same division playing each other, automatically I lean toward the dog because of that built-in familiarity, knowing your opponent. Really what it does is level the playing field and benefits the team getting points. Correlative betting value as well. You have a dog with a very low total here, getting 4.5 with a total of just 38.5. Again, a lower total benefits a dog because it's with fewer amount of expected points scored. It's going to be harder for the favorite to cover that number. On the flip side, if you like an NFL favorite, you want a high total, something closer to 50. So low scoring game, I think getting the points here will be valuable with Pittsburgh. Also road divisional dogs, 91-74 ATS, 55% since 2019. But one of the reasons why I really like Pittsburgh tonight is Mike Tomlin. Tomlin has been one of the best coaches in the NFL when it comes to being a dog. Mike Tomlin, in his career with the Steelers, when he's a dog getting points, 46-23 against the spread, 67%. And he's even better when he's a divisional dog. When Tomlin's a dog in a division game, his teams have gone 20-6 ATS, these Steelers teams, 77%. So I'm going to bank on Tomlin keeping this thing close. I like this late buyback toward Pittsburgh. Again, the one thing from an absolute perfect play, and no play is perfect, would be that I wish that Pittsburgh was getting less than 50% of bets. But despite the public leaning Pittsburgh, I think you're getting this late buyback. You're getting all these system matches. And Mike Tomlin's been great covering numbers. So I'm confident in Pittsburgh tonight to hopefully keep this thing close. I'm on the Steelers plus 4.5. Also, strong lean to the under here. It opened 40.5. It's down to 38.5. You have seen unders 22-10, 69% this year. A smart money discrepancy to the under, only 47% bets, but 60% money. Also, primetime unders, again, 6-0 or 6-1, depending on how you grade it. And divisional unders. Divisional unders have been great. They're 10-1 so far to start the season. And really the weather, 15-20 mile an hour winds. That's pretty drastic. When you're betting windy unders, you really look for 10 miles an hour or more. If you can get closer to 20, that could really affect the play here tonight. So I'll lean under pretty hard here, as well as Clay Martin being that historical under ref at 57%. For a couple other of Josh's sweats tonight, I'm going to stick with college football. I'm going to take Virginia Tech. Again, you've seen a little bit of buyback here toward West Virginia, but looks like the Hokies are in a pretty good contrarian spot here. Again, they're only getting 27% bets, but 53% of the money. And then also, again, you've seen this line open West Virginia minus 2.5, some shops minus 3, and you're down to 2 or 2.5 here. So I'm going to take the 2.5. Shop around if you're at a book with a 2. I'd wait this thing out or make sure you have multiple outs. Shop around and find the hook with a 2.5. But it's notable to me that the public is on West Virginia, yet it opened as such a short number, and it's really leaned toward WVU here or leaned toward Virginia Tech here. Also, I am going to bank on this defense of Virginia Tech at home, hopefully holding down this really good West Virginia offense. As we mentioned earlier in the cap for this game, Virginia Tech is only giving up 12 points a game versus 33 for West Virginia. So I'll take the points here with Virginia Tech at home. I am on Va Tech at plus 2.5. And then also, I got to take the dog in the other game. Georgia State. I'm going to take Georgia State here. Shop around, try to find a 2.5 if you can. Again, this to me is a really, really, you know, interesting line freeze type game. This is your most lopsided game of the night, 79% of bets on Coastal. But again, they open -2, -2.5. They really haven't moved at all. If almost 80% of bets are on Coastal, shouldn't they be up to -3, -4? The fact that this line hasn't risen toward Coastal, it just looks really fishy to me. So this would be a line freeze. Again, the line really hasn't moved despite heavy betting on Coastal. Really big contrarian play to Georgia State as well. Again, only getting 20% of bets at home. But really the last kind of angle for Georgia State for me is that Georgia State is 0-3 and Coastal is 3-0. So if Coastal's 3-0 undefeated, Georgia State is 0-3 winless, then why on earth is this line so short? Shouldn't it be much higher? Shouldn't it be Coastal laying 4, laying 5, laying 6? I think it was set low for a reason. I don't really consider this a trap game because, you know, the odds makers are setting these numbers, which are true based on their power ratings and how they project this game to play out. But sometimes the public can fall into kind of trap game perception. So I think this is kind of a public trap perception. Again, Coastal, short number, a team that's been really good the last few years. Just lay the points there. But yet, why hasn't it moved? I'm going to shop around, get Georgia State at +2.5. Let's go Georgia State. And then lastly, we do have some Major League Baseball today. It's not just college and pro football. And there's one matchup that caught my eye. It's a 4:10 p.m. Eastern time today. It's kind of a late afternoon showdown between the St. Louis Cardinals and San Diego Padres. And I'm going to lay the money line here with the San Diego Padres at home. Currently, the Padres are around a -140 home favorite, with St. Louis around a +130, +125 road dog. And the total is a very low total of 7.5, although it is juiced up over -120. The Padres are 2-0 this series against St. Louis. They had a big win yesterday, winning 1-0. The cash is a -130 home favorite. They won the opener 5-0. Today's matchup, it's going to be Jack Flaherty for St. Louis, who's 0-1 with a 5.09 ERA. He'll be facing Joe Musgrove, who's 10-7 with a 3.16 ERA. In Musgrove's last six starts, the Padres are 5-1 in those games, and he just went six innings, giving up no runs in a 2-0 win against Arizona. I like San Diego, number one for the line move. They open -130. They've been steamed up now to -140. Some shops even up to -145. San Diego is playing well right now. They've won five straight. San Diego is 59-43 as a favorite. They're 54-44 against righties, and they're 40-31 at home, all profitable spots here. And really, St. Louis, I'm going to hope to continue that their offense really stays ice cold here. They've only scored 2 runs in their last 5 games. They've been getting shut out quite a bit here recently. So hopefully Musgrove continues to keep that offense down. What's notable is that the total did open at some shops 7.5, and it's juiced up over -120 despite this cold offense. So it does look fishy. I thought this would be a 7.5 juiced up under. I will still lean under if this thing rises to 8 and you can get the under 8. You do have in this game a little bit of weather, wind blowing in here at San Diego. It's going to be a nice night as always. It's always a nice night in San Diego, around 75 degrees, but the wind is blowing in at around 10 miles an hour. And again, you have seen historically or recently, these unders have done very well for both teams. The under is 7-1 the last 8 Padres games, and the under is 5-0 the last 5 St. Louis Cardinal games. So lean to the under, especially if you wait out, get the under 8. But I'll be sweating the San Diego Padres here. Shop around. I got the Padres at -140. That about does it for today's Morning Bets VSiN Daily Podcast. Hope you have a fantastic day today on Thursday. I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully, as a wise man once said, you can cash some plays tonight. And as always, do the right thing and don't forget to tip your ticket writer. Good luck today, everyone, and hopefully you can cash your tickets.